Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Many of us feel we have a great story within us that is aching to get onto the page and into a book. While we may be crafting an intricate mystery, an intense romance, or a poignant memoir in our heads, it's another challenge to actually write it. This challenge motivated Chris Beatty in 1999 to create the literary marathon National Novel Writing Month, and now he has written a handbook to making the most of that month, No Plot, No Problem, a low-stress, high-velocity guide to writing a novel in 30 days. It's a great pleasure to welcome Chris Beatty to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
What makes November such a good month to have National Novel Writing Month in?
Well, obviously, for most of us in the Northern Hemisphere, the miserable weather is a great selling point, right? There's just something about soup, warm beverages, and novel writing that I think go very well together. The first year that actually we did National Novel Writing Month, it was July, and we just found that people's thoughts tend to be focused more towards vacation and beach and less towards frantic literary output.
So now you put out a version of this book 10 years ago. This is now revised, updated, expanded. What have you learned over the past decade?
Oh my gosh, so many things. I mean, I think when this book first came out in 2004, first off, the array of distractions were much more manageable. I feel like that was before any sort of social media. I don't know what we did. I guess we just got online and sent each other emails. But now there's a whole new world of things to kind of both use and tame as a creative person. But also, the event has kind of grown. And, you know, we have added a young writers program, which encourages kids in K-12 classrooms to write books. And so I wanted to add sections that were also about kind of how to do this as part of a family, how to get your kids involved. And then we've also just had so many more success stories. I mean, some great books that have started out as National Novel Writing Month manuscripts include Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen, The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern. Just a whole bunch of people have taken what they started in November, spent a while honing it, adding to it, polishing it, and then put it out there, and people have fallen in love with it. And I wanted to get some of those great voices, people who have revised and published, and get their tips in the book as well.
What is fascinating about that is those two novels that you mentioned are incredible books. So they start in a 30-day process, and then obviously are honed and worked on well beyond that.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, 50,000 words, which is the goal of National Novel Writing Month, really is a pretty short novel. And we find that it's enough space for people to really lose themselves in this world and find the beginning and the middle and the end. But really, when people go back to revise, typically they'll add another, you know, anywhere between 30 to 50,000 words to the manuscript. So it's just part of the process. In some ways, it should probably be called National First Draft of a Novel or any writing project you want to work on months.
Now, we're in the middle of the month, but that doesn't matter.
Absolutely not. I mean, really, if anybody is hearing this and thinks, you know what, I've always wanted to write this book, I would say jump in. We have a long history of people coming in at the last minute and bashing out reasonably unhorrible manuscripts. And in some ways, I think that having too little time for a writing project actually can help you get it done, because it helps you stop kind of aiming for perfection. I think that's the thing that really stops a lot of us from getting writing done, is we just feel like, I want to wait till that some moment in the future when suddenly my to-do list clears and my children are all distracted and then I'll write the book. But I found that just accepting the fact that you're busy and diving in regardless, I think helps kind of take a little pressure off. And, you know, one of the reasons I think people finish National Novel Writing Month in such big numbers, we'll probably have close to 40,000 people who cross the 50,000-word finish line, is just because this sort of ridiculous deadline helps them not feel like it needs to be immaculate. It just needs to be done.
So the book obviously is a guide to help us in that, but ultimately, how do people get involved and take part in the month?
Well, step one is really just to go to the National Novel Writing Month website, which you can Google and get there and sign up. And it's totally free. We're a nonprofit, so it's free to take part. And then there are a world of tips and advice, in addition to those in my book, on the NaNoWriMo website about kind of ways to think about plotting and planning and how much is necessary. Some people love to do extensive world-building activities and character sketches, and other people love to just wing it. They just sort of dive in and let the story take them where it goes. So it really depends on your personality, and I would say the number one step is just to know you can do it and then head to the National Novel Writing Month website.
And it doesn't have to be a novel, right?
Exactly. So over the years, we have become kind of a destination for people who are working on memoirs, people who are working on PhD dissertations, people who are writing epic poetry, our goal is just to give people that sort of friendly encouragement in a community and an absolutely task-mastering deadline to really just kind of help them make time for this.
Aaron Morgenstern, who is the author of The Night Circus, which we mentioned a moment ago, has called you a mad genius of literary motivation, which begs the question, how are you a mad? No, how are you a mad genius? No, it begs the question of how do you motivate?
Well, I think part of the key, it gets back to this idea of turning off that inner critic, because, you know, we forget that all of us that love books and reading, we sort of assume that these books that we love sort of tumbled out of the author's head on sort of golden tablets and then were passed off to a publisher who put a cover on them. And, you know, I think that part of the key to motivating people is just helping them realize that, you know, all the books that we've loved started out as really beautifully flawed first drafts. That's the same place that every book is going to begin, and that the key is really just to trying to find ways to enjoy the process of getting it down, and then know that there are people out there that have been waiting to read this exact thing you're working on, and that through the ups and downs of it, you may lose faith, you may wander out into the woods, but you keep going, you'll come out the other side, and you'll create something that ultimately matters. You'll learn something from it, but it's also something that readers will enjoy.
Just the title of the book, No Plot, No Problem. That's a problem for a lot of people, of just coming up with a story, of knowing what the plot's going to be. What is the story you want to tell?
That tends to be one of the biggest things. That time and not having enough ideas are the biggest excuses that I hear from people, and I would say we all have time to do this. At least for 1 month, you can make time. For most people, writing the 1,667 words a day takes anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours, and you know, for 30 days, I think you can make that time, regardless of your work schedule or your family life. For the ideas, the other thing I would say, in No Plot, No Problem, we start with this exercise, which is just making a list of things you love to read in books, and that could be books set in workplaces, or books with vampires, or cliffhanger chapter endings, or first-person narration. In the list of things that you love to read, once you've made that list, when you look at it, you realize that in that list is the book that you can write, that these are the things that kind of resonate with you as a reader and the things you'll wield well as a writer. So I feel like everybody has a novel in them, and I would say most people have dozens of novels in them. And the process of getting one written just feels incredible. It's just such a great adventure.
Okay, now here is where I'm conflicted, because I agree with you. I think everyone has a novel in them. I think everyone should write the novel in them. I'm not sure that as a person who interviews authors and has 200 books or so wind up on his curb every week, that I necessarily need to see all of them.
you probably don't. Well, and the good thing, the good news is that, you know, somebody is working on a book, though, that you will love, that you do
sure.
need to see.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, a lot of people who take part in National Novel Writing Month actually have no intention of publishing. It's almost kind of like running a marathon, where this is something that they do just to have this experience, to kind of push themselves beyond their limits. And it kind of is sort of a private project rather than something that they hope to get on the bestseller list. So, you know, of the people who do complete the challenge this year, again, probably around 40,000 or so, you know, I would say 20,000 of those at least are just things that people did because they love the way it makes them feel. It helps life seem more magical. So they will not be emailing you their manuscripts, I promise.
And it's good to have the novel in the drawer, right?
I think so. Well, to me, the best way to learn to write is to write. And so for some, you know, I think National Novel Writing Month really is sort of like, you know, a lot, I think people get a lot out of writing classes because you get this community and you get this deadline and you get some structure. And I think that National Novel Writing Month in a lot of ways is just sort of a self-taught novel writing class where you are getting priceless insights about, you know, what to do both in that book, and then you get lessons to apply to future projects as well.
Well, it is National Novel Writing Month, and you can find out more by just Googling National Novel Writing Month and taking part. The book, the guidebook for all of this, is the newly revised, updated, and expanded No Plot, No Problem, a low-stress, high-velocity guide to writing a novel in 30 days. Chris Beatty is the author of this guide. He is also the founder of National Novel Writing Month. Chris, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck, and best of luck to all of the people who are joining you in this process.
Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book is No Plot, No Problem. It is published by Chronicle. Chris Beatty is the author. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.